This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this just in. It's not official yet, but President Trump is considering. And Dan, I know you know maybe a little bit more of his background. We've got him on a couple times and you follow him more. Guess who he's considering to head up the FBI? Wow.
What do we got?
Cash Patel.
Oh, okay.
Cash Patel.
I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cash has called me, on, and specifically when we were talking about dismantling the, quote, three-letter agencies, he was one of those that spoke a lot during that campaign. So to hear that is a very, very interesting.
Wow.
U.S. Security Council official, senior advisor, acting director of national intelligence, and he was the chief of staff to the acting secretary of defense at one point during the Trump presidency.
Oh, wow. So that is a bombshell. If that happens before the end of the show today, that's big, because I know people are itching to get the FBI under control and maybe more than just anything out there. But with RFK Jr. coming up for a confirmation, and I told you abortion is one of the things Mike Pence says people have to stand up against him on. I don't think that's going to happen necessarily. The issues of vaccines, COVID, what went on during that are going to play out. And if he gets the nomination, if he gets a confirmation, the people he'll surround himself with will be people where, they, let's face it, this is where all this stuff came from. And RFK Jr. and others making a point with him, well, why is public health under such fire in America? Here's the two sides of the argument. Then we'll bring in Pastor Bill. One side says it's because Trump, because of craziness, because of Joe Rogan, because of people loving conspiracy or something like that. The other side says, look at what they did during COVID. Look at how Fauci was unmasked, pun intended. Look at how we saw the repression of Randy Weingarten and the schools. Look at the businesses with Wolfman Hack here in Pennsylvania that were shut down while others were allowed to remain open. We still have not had a reckoning on COVID. That's when public health started to get this antagonism attached to it. I don't remember it before that. And RFK Jr. kind of represents a part of where this is going to play out. So Pastor Bill was involved. It could have been 100 people. He'll tell us in a second. Under freedom of religion, not wanting to get the COVID shot. He counseled them, worked with them. He had a whole script that was sent through what the law is and all that. You may remember that. He reminded me the other day, did you see this woman in Michigan who did not get the shot and was just awarded $12 million because she was fired, I think, from Blue Cross and Blue Shield? Now, that award may get knocked down. I think it will. You know, it might be $1 million, but so what? The point is, we're starting to see some of the repercussions of this. Pastor Bill joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pastor Bill Devlin, welcome back. And before we get to the COVID stuff, you sent me a photo with mutual friend Mike Huckabee. You were having lunch with him. I think it was in New York. And Huckabee now headed off to be ambassador to Israel. He did not accentuate the religious aspect of it, but I know it's there. I couldn't think of a better guy to be the ambassador.
Yeah, God bless you, Dom. God bless you, Dan. And you guys, in my estimation, in my humble opinion, you guys should be on Mount Rushmore. Mike Huckabee, Governor Mike, we've been great friends since 2008 after he moved on from term limited governor of Arkansas. And then I was actually out in Iowa registering people to vote. Back in the day, I was the original gangster. I was the Scott Presler of Iowa back in 2008, registering people to vote. That's where I got to become friendly with Governor Mike Huckabee. And he is a perfect, perfect representative of America to the country of Israel. He's been there, like myself, over 100 times, has tons of friends there. And he is a stable evangelical pastor and believer, and he's going to do a great job for the Trump administration. In fact, as soon as I heard, I emailed Mike Huckabee, and he got back to me, and he said, thank you, Pastor Devlin. Appreciate you being a friend. So, hey, we got great things ahead there for the nation of Israel as they move forward. I just am sending 23 tons of rice over to Israel to help the people there. So, that's the latest on that, Dom and Dan.
Yeah, so Pastor Bill, you reminded us too, this woman just won $12 million, whether she gets all or not, immaterial. The bottom line is we are still seeing the COVID residue because we never had a reckoning on all the damage that was done. Remind listeners what you were doing, and it was unbelievable the number of people that contacted you.
Yeah, well, Dom, if you remember that this grew out of the summer of 2020, 4.5 years ago. It grew out of Archbishop Nelson Perez mandating all the Catholic priests in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia not to write a religious exemption for any Roman Catholic parishioner in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. I was on the radio with you at that time. It was August of 2020, and my hair was on fire about that. And then you asked me, Dom and Dan, well, Pastor Devlin, what are you going to do? And I had to think real quick on my feet, and we established on that phone call with you, live on radio, the Religious Exemption Task Force. We put out a free hotline people could call. We didn't charge a penny. And we eventually, over a three-year period, helped over 250 people, not just from the Philadelphia region within the listing of WPHT, but we help people in 20 different states and in three foreign countries. These were federal workers, state workers, municipal workers. They were hospital nurses. They were doctors. We even had some nuns from Ireland call us and said, look, we're going to get dismissed from our order. You got to help us, Pastor Devlin. So over 250 people, not one person lost their job. And it was all done with volunteers, myself and several other people. And we were able to save 250 people from getting fired from all different walks of life. And Dom, you got to remember, these people, it was cruel and unusual punishment. These people were the deplorables. They were garbage. They were lepers. They were beat down by their superiors. If you don't get the vax, and I didn't take a position on the vax. You want the vax, get the vax. You don't want to get the vax, don't get the vax. But the religious exemption grows out of the 1964 Civil Rights Act that employers must give, quote, a reasonable accommodation, close quote, to those that have a religious exemption. And that covers everything, whether it's clothing. I mean, this is why Ilhan Omar can wear the covering there on the floor of the House of Representatives. So we wrote a letter. We had a boilerplate letter. People used that, and it was predominantly Roman Catholic people because they couldn't go to their archbishop and say, hey, could you write, you know, because the archbishop said no priest in the archdiocese can write a letter of religious exemption. So it was predominantly Roman Catholic people who contacted me, and for free, we led them through the process, 250 people who were at risk of losing their job, losing their house, losing their livelihood, losing really everything, Dom and Dan, because of your help and because of what myself and our volunteers did. We helped these 250 people. We're still getting requests because now some hospitals are mandating, but you got to get the flu vaccine. You got to get HPV. You got to get the HPV. I mean, it's really grown into an area of ridiculousness. And thank God that through your leadership and working together, we were able to deliver for free all of these kind people. And we have, and I've forwarded many of these thank you notes and emails that we received from these over 250 people, that we saved their job, we saved their family, we saved their careers, we saved their employment. And now, because of this woman out in Michigan who has won a prospective $12 million judgment, we're encouraging these people to go back and sue their employers and say, look, you treated me like a leper and you almost destroyed my life. Now I want compensation because you allowed me to go through cruel and unusual punishment. And it was despicable what many of these employers did, including the city of Philadelphia, including the federal government, including the state government of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, including even Catholic hospitals beat up on these poor people. We're talking nurses' aides. We're talking physicians. We're talking, you know, radiologists. We're talking, you know, people who sweep the floor. Oh, you're not going to get the vax? You're fired. And so we stepped up and we sent out over 250 letters and those jobs were saved.
And well, and Bill, thank you. No, you were the one that spearheaded that. Bill, a disturbing thing with the Archbishop, who's awfully nice when we come on, and you know him well. We've had him on many times. The directive was not only couldn't you write it, you weren't not to meet with them, to be counseling even on this. I mean, who are you supposed to go to in a situation like this? They're Roman Catholics. We know Bill Devlin's out there. The world has changed. We can go and talk to the Publix or the Protestants now. But you'd want to go to your priest, all things being equal, right?
Exactly. Yeah, in fact, Dan, we even had priests calling us on the DL, on the QT, and say, look, you know, this call is off the record. But I have people in my parish that they're going to lose their jobs. I've got RNs. I've got, you know, people that sweep the floor in the hospital, they're going to lose their job. Can you please contact them? So we did a lot of stuff on the QT, on the down low, that was able to save jobs because of the absence of the leadership of the Roman Catholic bishop here in Philadelphia, who I love very much. He's a great friend. I've known him for 30 years, but come on. You got to step up and help the people. And, Dom, what you just said is exactly right. If you can't go to your priest, then where do you go? You know, you can't call Ghostbusters.
Exactly.
So, you know, what are you going to hire a lawyer and you're going to spend more money while you're just living paycheck to paycheck because of the Biden administration foolishness and the Fauci foolishness? So thanks be to God. So we hope that as we all these folks that, at least with a letter, now we're encouraging them, hey, you need to get at least some payment for the suffering that you went through. I tell you, Dom, as a pastor counseling these people, because I had to sit and listen to their stories for hours over the phone so I could attest in a letter that this is a person of sincere Roman Catholic faith, and I've heard their story. and they have, you should give them a religious exemption and provide this reasonable accommodation. So thanks be to God, we helped a lot of people.
Bill, thank you so much. Where are you headed to next?
Actually, I just got in from East Pequot. We dedicated our 21st school there to deliver little East Pequot girls. This is northwestern Kenya. These schools deliver them from female genital mutilation and child marriage at the age of 12. Yeah. So I'll be heading to Cuba again, Dom, so we'll have to call you. It'll be my 57th trip to Cuba and then also on to Nigeria to help the persecuted church there. So God has spread me all over the world, and I'm just so thankful to be doing this to help hurting people.
Thank you, Bill.
They still got those old cars down in Cuba. That's one thing that
fascinates me. When I was there, they did. When we broadcast from there. Oh, yeah.
Are they still running there?
Still there. Still there. Dan, do you want me to bring you one back?
You could. That'd be freaking amazing. Yeah, do it.
All right.
Thanks, Pastor Bill.
Guys, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Bill Devlin. Dan, when I broadcast from Gitmo, we went up to where the line was, and in broken English, they're saying, Yankees, come to our side. But the cars were there, were kind of blown up. There are people that, there's a minefield. People escape, trying to escape Cuba. You can go right up there to the DMZ from Gitmo.
Bill's just going to show up with like a shark fin Cadillac one day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, no, Dan, I brought your car back from Cuba for
you. These were like DeSoto, stuff like that. Okay, I'm coming to your calls next. People have been patient. Today, give us something associated with the DMV. That's D.C., Maryland, Virginia, where they all come together with the big blowout. Really was a blowout. They scored in garbage time. The Commanders.
Yeah.
Hit us with that.
You know, I'm kind of nervous now because Bill's like the get done kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. He'll get a car.
Actually show up with his car.
Well, yeah. I didn't ask him today. We'll wait to see what happens. But any number of these faith groups are saying they're just going to give sanctuary to people that are here illegally when Trump starts whatever we're going to see on the deportations. Does that mean if they're criminals? That's what we'd like to know. Does that mean if they're criminals in other countries or criminals here? National security risk? Or if they've been given the order to already be deported? Phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Al Schmidt will be with us Monday at 12:30. On all this Casey stuff that's making national news. And you heard Guy Shiraki saying, well, he doesn't believe the people out in Bucks County are behind, you know, are going to endorse what Diane Marseglia said. We're not going to follow the law. Maybe. In Montgomery County, I think they'd be fine with that. In Philadelphia, I think they're fine with it. What happened to the suburbs? It's just the age of, is it really these people that moved from Philadelphia and just brought this lawlessness with them? Is that what it is? Or are these creatures that were in the suburbs all the time and they've taken over? And how the heck did Trump, with all that, look at what we're facing in Bucks County, and he still won Bucks County. These are the commanders of Bucks County that are acting out in this manner, and he still won Bucks County.
Commodores,
that's right. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.